Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and I'm Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry St. James.
Hello.
What do we want to talk to you about? Well, today we went to breakfast with Larry's dad. He took us to a restaurant, and I've never been there before. And we're pulling into the parking lot, and I look over at Larry, and he looked like he'd seen a ghost.
Yeah, I guess I did. Sorry about that.
And so we go in. I asked him what was wrong, and he said nothing. And when we went in, and so why don't you tell him what happened?
Okay. So anyway, it was a long time ago. And by long time ago, I mean like decades, like 2-3 decades, like 30 years ago, whatever, okay? So what happened was I'm at a nightclub, you know, and a classmate of mine, an old friend, is there. And, you know, we're having a couple beers, listening to the band that we like, you know, having a good time, right? Mm-hmm. And we were hungry. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know how it was back then when you were a young punk in your 20s and you get hungry after a night out. So we go right up the street, this restaurant that was still, you know, there then and now, it was right up the street, you know, like a mile. So we go up there, we order breakfast. My friend told me that, you know, yeah, let's go to breakfast. I'll take care of it. I have some money. Oh, so what do you think happens after he gets the food in his belly and everything? He says, well, guess what, Larry? He goes, turns out, you know, I don't have any money. Left the wallet at home routine. You know, doesn't have any money. I said, what are you talking about? You told me you did. So he's like, no. He goes, you know what? I said, well, I only have a couple dollars. What are we going to do? He says, well, we're just going to have to get out of here. So what are you talking about? We can't do that.
He's stiffening.
Yeah. So he said, yeah, the service wasn't that good. The waitress is rude, whatever. There's people here. They won't know. So let's just stiff them. I'll never forget it. He said, stiff them.
Oh, Larry.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. So we had no choice. We didn't have the money. We had to bail.
Mm-hmm. So this owner, who was the owner now, right? And apparently recognized you and said...
Apparently, yeah. It's him. I said, what are you talking about? And I thought I was getting away with it because it was a long time ago. So then what happens? Apparently this sister of hers, another old goat that looked just as old as her, comes hobbling out with the... I guess she's an artist or whatever. And here she has these, like a deck of cards, you know, it's like sketches, you know. I'm like, what the heck's that, you know? It's like wanted posters or something, you know, there it is. So she pulls it out, the picture, the sketch or whatever. It says, this is you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you say, Dot?
It looks just like my Larry.
Yeah, it looks just like my Larry. You just had to say that, didn't you?
It did.
And then what did the ladies eating in the restaurant say? Yeah, it does. It's him. I
see. Like you.
So, yeah, the young stud wanted poster that was probably up for 7 years, I'll bet you.
Here she would do it from her memory when people stiffed them so they wouldn't serve them again.
Yeah, well, busted.
After all this time, Larry, they recognized you.
And what did I do?
You have that face.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess. But anyway, that was eating in my conscience for a long time. So tell everybody what I did. I made good on it, didn't I?
You did pay it with the interest. Your father wanted to pay it, but you said no.
That's right. I paid for the meals we had, and I paid for what the bill was then. So we had an expensive breakfast, and now I got a clear conscience.
You know, Larry, when I look at you, I see this very, very... you know, timid, preppy. You went down the gangster road a couple weeks ago or whatever. We went through that. But I just never figured for a stiffer.
Well, like I said, I was intimidated. You know, I was getting the whole peer pressure, like I'm a yellow belly or something for not doing it. But honestly, what was I supposed to do? I didn't have the money. He's like, oh, I left my wallet at home. Okay, so I guess now you know the night that the two hippies stiffed the restaurant.
Hippie? I can't even picture you a hippie. My clean-cut Larry with his glasses and his pen protector in his pocket. I don't even know who you are anymore.
Oh, I guess I'm a man of mystery.
So anyway, we just wanted to share this story because, you know, this is what we do. I don't even know if I should be sharing this stuff, Larry, but I do. I can't help it. I got the podcast bug. So thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
Bye-bye.